This is The Cleaning Fee, where every short-term rental nightmare gets taken apart until we find the one cheap move that would have stopped it. Tonight, the disaster is the amenity you brag about in the listing. Last time, I promised you the hot tub that foamed over the deck and cost more than the entire stay. This is that one, a five-star booking, a bubble party nobody planned for, and a repair bill that made the cleaning fee look like a rounding error. Here's your takeaway before the story. Because you can act on it today, your hot tub is not an amenity. It's equipment, the single most expensive, highest liability thing on your whole listing. And you don't protect equipment with a polite request buried on line 38 of your house rules. You protect it with a routine between guests, a sign they can't miss, and a clause in the agreement. Now, the story. Tessa, first name only, ran a mountain cabin whose entire listing photo, the one that got the bookings, was the hot tub steaming on the back deck at dusk. String lights, pine trees, the works. That tub printed money. One weekend, a group checked in. Polite, five-star history, nothing on paper to worry about. And at some point that Saturday night, somebody had a wonderful idea. They wanted bubbles. A real bubble bath. They went to the kitchen, grabbed the dish soap from under the sink, probably a bottle of body wash too, and poured it into the tub with the jets running. Now, here's the thing about a hot tub that nobody has ever told this guest, because nobody had ever put up a sign. Those jets don't just move water. They whip air into it. And soap plus moving air is not a gentle bubble bath. It's a foam machine. And the foam does not politely stop at the waterline. It climbs. It builds a slow tower of suds up over the lip of the shell, down the sides, and out across the deck boards, a silent avalanche of bubbles marching toward the sliding glass door. The guests got their video, they laughed, they went to bed, and the tub kept running. Because here's what that foam was doing that the video didn't show. All that soap and gunk got pulled straight down into the guts of the thing. The plumbing, the filter, and the pump. And the pump is a motor with exactly one job. Move clean, treated water forever. Choke it with foam and soap scum, and it starves. It strains, and it overheats. By morning, the water was a flat, cloudy chemical soup, and the pump had cooked itself into silence. The guests left Sunday, happy, five stars probably, and the cleaner arrived to flip the place for the next booking, which was that same afternoon. Lifted the cover, and found a dead, cloudy tub, a crust of dried soap scum welded to the deck, and a pump that would not turn on. And this is where your favorite amenity turns on you. That tub couldn't just be wiped down. It had to be fully drained, scrubbed out, refilled, and brought back from scratch. That's hours, not minutes. The pump was burned out and needed a service call. Add it up, and you're somewhere around $900 between the emergency visit, the part, and the labor. The cleaning fee on that booking was $150, and the family checking in that afternoon, they booked a cabin with a hot tub. What they got was a cold cabin with a dead box on the deck where the hot tub used to work, so that reservation got refunded or downgraded, or turned into a one-star review the second they walked outside. The bubble bath was free. Everything after it was not. So here's the postmortem, and none of it is a chemistry class. The failure wasn't the soap. The failure was that a 500-pound piece of high-liability equipment was being run like a bathtub. No routine, no rules, no paper. Three fixes, and they stack. One, put the tub on your cleaner's turnover checklist as its own line every single time. Not clean it off if it looks bad. Test it. Drain and refill it on the manufacturer's schedule and physically confirm the pump runs and the water's clear before the next guest ever walks up to it. That way, a dead tub gets caught at turnover by you instead of discovered by the family who paid for it. Two, a sign the guests cannot miss right there at the tub. No soaps, no bubble bath. Shower first, cover it when you're done. Rules a guest can actually see beat rules buried in a listing nobody reads, and locks on your chemicals in your cover, so nobody can self-dose it or leave it wide open. 3. A hot tub rider in your rental agreement with a real damage deposit behind it, so the next time somebody turns your spa into a foam party, the damage is documented and recoverable, instead of quietly eaten as the cleaning fee. I built the whole thing onto one page, the between guest hot tub turnover checklist. The house rules block I built the whole thing onto one page. The between guest hot tub turnover checklist. The house rules block you can paste into your listing and print for the sign. And the rider clause for your agreement. It's free at thecleaningfee.com. Grab it before your next check-in, not after your next foam party. Because the cleaning fee is never the expensive part. Coming up, another guest who learned the hard way that the scariest guest has five stars and a plan. Follow the cleaning fee. So the next disaster lands in your feed before it lands in your calendar, the cleaning fee.